Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms possible, a low of 77. The thunderstorm late this morning cooled the area enough that the National Weather Service has downgraded the excessive heat warning that was scheduled to go into effect at noon today to a heat advisory through Friday evening. However, the heat index is still expected to rise to around 100 with very warm and muggy conditions tonight. We Energies is expecting the use of electricity to rise over the next few days, but spokesman Brian Manthe says the utility is not expecting any heat-related interruptions in service. The heat and humidity will likely lead to higher bills, and Manthe says tips for saving electricity during the hot weather are available on the utility's website.
Things like, if you have a programmable thermostat, use that. That's always a good one. If you have a sunny side of the house where the sun beats in through the windows, try to cover that with the curtains. Keep those closed. Use ceiling fans. Actually, some people may think using more electricity by using ceiling fans might actually be counterintuitive. Actually, that helps move any cool air around from the air conditioning that you may have going. That actually helps with the efficiency of the air conditioner.
Information about saving energy in hot weather is available at weenergies.com. More than 1,000 We Energy customers are without power in Racine and the Racine area, most as the result of this morning's storm. A local pastor who posted controversial comments on social media says he will not resign from the Racine Police and Fire Commission. In a statement released to the media, Pastor J. Mark Freeman said he is always deeply concerned for the safety and well-being of parishioners and the community he is called to serve. He said after prayerful reflection, mediation, and consultation, he has decided to remain in his post on the commission. Posts by Freeman, who is the bishop of Second Missionary Baptist Church on Lathrop Avenue, on social media included a police officer wearing a pointed white hood while pointing a gun at a black youth and replacing the C in America with the letters KKK. In his statement, he said the nation is in peril and there are difficult conversations that must be had and compassionate work to be done in order for genuine healing to occur. Freeman has taken down his Facebook page and made his Twitter account private. The latest Racine community discussion about improving the overall quality of life took place at the St. Luke's Health Pavilion on the All Saints campus with a review of what was learned in the last year from talking to officials and the public. United Way of Racine County President Rod Prunty said employability was the number one issue, but he perceived lack of leadership and poor community image also received top five attention.
Participants were discouraged by community leadership, including the government, education and business sectors, and wanted to see more collaboration and accountability. Participants recommended more engagement with the community members and leadership development for our community's youth. Leadership concerns were ranked in fifth place our first year in 2013-2014, with participants expressing a need for leaders who are engaged, diverse, and support change.
Many more community visioning sessions are scheduled over the next year, with another report on the findings in April 2017, all geared at planning for the future in Racine. Work is underway for the new Caledonia Village Hall south of Crawford Park near 4 Mile Road and Douglas Avenue, a formal groundbreaking ceremony finally starting a new chapter in local government. One-time trustee, now State Representative Tom Weatherston, noted it wouldn't add jobs or produce more tax base, but it's an important project for a community that's progressive.
Caledonia is the one village in the area that's moving ahead, moving forward, being progressive, changing. Projects you're doing, like this new village hall, running sewer and water out to the eye, those are great things, and they will lead to new jobs and new development and new revenues.
The $3.5 million Village Hall will replace the building on Nicholson Road that cost $50,000 to build back in 1952. Racine St. Catharines High School has named a new head boys basketball coach to take over for Bob Letch, who announced his retirement last month after more than 35 years at the helm of the program. 34-year-old Nick Bennett is the nephew of former UW coach Dick Bennett. He played basketball at UW Stevens Point and went on to be an assistant coach at UW Whitewater. The Journal Times reports that Bennett will teach social studies and physical education at St. Catharines. He becomes only the fourth boys basketball coach in the school's history. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.